From Devon Funds Management, Greg Smith, morning to you.
Morning to you, Mike.
Geez, back to the New Zealand economy. I mean, where do you start? Manufacturing retail looks like a dog.
Yeah, it does a bit. It's pretty challenged out there, although we'll provide a little bit of a glimmer of hope here, but we'll get to that. So this is card spending data. So you look at that in retail industries on debit, credit and charge cards. That fell 0.6% from May to June. So that's a reduction of around $40 million. Biggest moves were in fuel. That was down almost 5%, $24 million. Spending on durables, that's long-lasting stuff, that was down $8.2 million. Consumables, that was $12 million lower. Hospitality spend, that was down $6.4 million. Actually, we had another iconic place sort of closed down after 30 years in Auckland. That was pretty sad last few days. Spending on motor vehicles, that was down 2.8%, around $5.3 million lower. Spending on non-retail, though, Mike, was actually up $38 million. So that's stuff like medical and healthcare, so pretty defensive. Overall, total electronic card spending for June was down around $8.5 billion. So it was down around 0.5%. So it's really the retail spend, the belt tightening there. Yeah, that's continuing to drag things down. One element of positivity, if we can look at that, things might be slowing down in terms of the weakness. So you look at a quarterly basis, spending in retail industries was down $740 million. So it was 3.7% from March to June. So, you know, in comparison, the $40 million fall from May to June shows, you know, the downward slides may be easing. But, yeah, we need a bit more data, and it certainly feels like things are still tough out there, and that's what many retailers are saying as well.
And exemplified by manufacturing, which seems to have been going backwards forever now.
Yeah, that's right. And so, yeah, the weakness in retail is driving the weakness of manufacturing, along with residential construction, which is also lower. So this is the further confirmation here. Mike came with the BNZ Business New Zealand Performance of Manufacturing. That fell sharply to 41.1 in June. That was down from 46.6 in May. The report was titled pretty ominously free fall, and that's pretty much what we've seen. We've actually seen the print at the lowest level since the GFC in 2008. Now, the downturn, it actually hasn't reached those depths, but the weakness has gone on longer, and as you point out, the PMI has now been below 50, so that's contraction mode for 22 consecutive months. So looking at the detail, production, that was pretty weak. New orders are low. Employment activity is weak. And you look at the comments from the survey, the proportion of negative comments stood at 76.3%. They were focused heavily on the economic slowdown. That was up from 63.5% in May. It's tough out there. You know, business liquidations are on the up. Good news, if we can take some there, you know, we saw what happened last week at the Reserve Bank. They might be getting ready to provide some help in the form of lower rates and also with inflation continuing to fall. So, yeah, markets are now pricing in a November rate cut.
All right, give us a quick read on the US. Dow popped.
Dow pops were back above 40,000 on Friday, despite some fairly uninspiring reaction to some of the bank results. So JP Morgan, that was lower. They said the defaults are potentially ticking up. They've allowed $3 billion for credit losses. This year they've actually been trading at record highs. Citigroup as well, similar story there, propped up by investment banking. Wells Fargo, that was down around about 6%. But banks overall have been doing pretty well this year. But the Fed as well looks like it's getting ready for a rate cut, potentially in September. Wholesale prices, they came in higher than estimated for June. But we had that CPI print on Thursday with inflation running at 3% annual rate. So you'll see if things turn away from the Magnificent Seven, also the banks might. We are seeing older economy style stocks start to perk up. DIY name Home Depot, that was up over 6% last week, as well as the Russell 2000 index, and these are small to mid-sized companies. So investors perhaps seeing a soft landing for the broader economy, and that'll boost smaller companies.
Right, lay the rest of the numbers on me.
Yeah, so the S&P 500 was also up 0.6%, as was the NASDAQ. That was at 18,398. FTSE 100, that was up 0.4%. They might be getting ready for a win in the UK, who knows, 8251. ASX 200, that was up 0.9%. NZ50, we're up 0.6%. It was actually the best week so far for the Kiwi market this year, so that was good news, up 2.85% for the week. Gold, that was down $4, $2,411 US an ounce. Oil down 40 cents. 82 spot 20 in the currency markets against the US. Kiwi 61.2, that was up a bit. 90.2 against Aussie, that was flat. Down slightly against sterling, 47.1. Big week ahead, Mike. We've got China GDP data. We've got US retail sales. We've got the ECB meeting. We've got more banks reporting. We've got Netflix. But a big week on the inflation print front. The long-awaited June quarter CPI. Expected to see inflation move down on an annual rate to 3.6% from 4% at the last print.
Well, let's hope so. Go well, mate. Catch up soon. Appreciate it very much. Greg Smith, Devon Funds Management.